Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Welcome.
The Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Tonight's Casamigos big shot of the night goes to Kerry Carpenter, the Detroit Tigers, or should I say the Detroit Baby Tiger Cubs. The kids are all right. These young guys, they continue the story. They find a way. They bounce back. I mean, that home run that he hit, I think I was actually in the bodega when that went down. And I'm like, wait, who was that? Kerry Carpenter? He hit the first three-run homer off of Emmanuel Clase. And that was the hardest hit ball Clase has ever given up in the majors. And it comes in the postseason at home. So some of you guys want to throw out Edwin Diaz. Some of you guys want to throw, like, man, it's baseball. These guys get paid money on both sides. These guys were the best players in their high schools on both sides. These guys are pros. Some guys rise to the occasion. Some guys fold under pressure. But tonight's Casamigos big shot of the night. Kerry Carpenter gets it done for the D. All right. 888-808-1019. Sometimes it's just good to look around the rest of the league and don't be trapped in your own misery of,
Mom, Aaron Judge can't get it done, man. Bench him. Oh, the Yankees again. I'm so tired of seeing them not hit.
It's one game. Check back with me Wednesday at American Whiskey. Pull up. Let's pack that place. I know the creatures are out there. I know the terror squad are there. Like, I know just the people that I go to the stadium with, that I interact with alone, we're probably 50 deep in there. So come out and meet the people that I talk about. Come out and drink with us and eat with us and watch the game together so you don't have to watch it alone.
That place is awesome. I watched the Ranger playoff games there this year.
I've never been.
It's fantastic.
Shout out to Kevin, who owns the place. He also owns the American Whiskey at Prudential Center, where the Devils play. Shout out to the Devils. I got to holler at the Devils so I can get back in there. I've been to that one. I've never been to this one, but I did just see the crowd that they have for Georgia football, and I'm like, yo, I'm trying to have a Yankee crowd like that. Corona specials. I drink Corona, which is awesome. I'm a Corona and Casamigos guy. WFAN, I appreciate the look. Dellin Betances, I've had him on the Fan. That's my guy. It's just gonna be cool, man. This is what we live for. Like, this is what we do as fans. We go to these games. We watch these games. We go to watch parties. You know, I was hearing people talk about the Mets watch party. Good. Like, I'm glad the Seven Line had their watch party. Now they have some home games.
We did Jello shots for every Rangers goal. We should probably start to think about something for every Yankee homer.
Okay, Jello shots could work. I can't do that, though. I got to come here.
Right, you're coming straight and doing a show.
Even today, like, people are like, how are you not drinking? Like, you're not nervous? I'm like, I drank Saturday. I'm not drinking tonight. I got to do the show. And, like, I also just had this, like, weird feeling. It's Monday. Sal is in South Plainfield. What's up, Sal? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Listen, just want to make a quick point about Judge and then talk to you about the game for a second. Judge is a great player, Yankees' best player, bar none, aside maybe from Soto. But, and I'm not panicking. I don't think he sucks. But, I mean, in the postseason, Keith, he's just not – he's not a great player. He's had his moments in past postseasons.
It's unfortunate.
And unfortunately
– that's the narrative, Sal.
Unfortunately, five-game DS series, you know, it gets magnified. And it's what kills him and, you know, makes you feel like it's even worse is it's the strikeouts.
Yep,
it's the strikeouts. If he was hitting, you know, hard line drives and, like, you know, a couple guys tonight were getting caught, and you'd be able to live with it. But it's just frustrating. And you know us as Yankee fans, man. We want a postseason player, and we want the postseason results. And it's frustrating when it doesn't happen. But that you know, that's how it is, and people aren't going to be happy until he does something in the postseason.
Yep, it doesn't change until he changes it.
Right, and so I know you said you were at the game tonight. I was as well, and I don't know, I'm sure you felt it. When Yankee Stadium was ready to go, when those lights went off from the jump, people were ready, and then that Rodon first inning, it couldn't have been any more electric, and it felt like everybody wanted it to continue, and we had that perfect opportunity to just jump all over these, you know, the Kansas City Royals, who should be an inferior team to the Yankees. And Torres gets on, Soto gets on, and then it's just
Judge has nothing. The opportunity to come through and be the guy, and he can't.
Right, and then again, the next inning, you know, they started off with guys on base, and they're just not coming through. I think guys, they were 3-for-19 or something like that with runners in scoring position in the past two games, and it's like.
Not good enough. You know, not good. That's how you lose. Like they survived the first game. It's not gonna. You're not gonna win games like that. Thanks for the call, Sal. 888-808-1019. Team runners in scoring position 1-for-6. Team left on base 8. It's not good. It's not great. You should be concerned, but you shouldn't be down and out. It's the series. The series split, and every other series split. So, now if this continues in Kansas City. Then, like, we really have a problem. If this continues in Kansas City, then it's like, okay, anything goes for game 4. Because if they lose game 3, they'll have to force a game 5. And I'm fine with game 5. Hopefully it doesn't rain like it did in 2022, where you play game 5 and then you got to go and play the first game of the ALD. At least they'll have home field, right? They won't have to go to Cleveland or Detroit. They'll be home, like... I don't know, man. I'm not supposed to know. I'm a radio host, right? I'm supposed to talk to you. I'm supposed to take the calls. I'm a fan like you guys. I go to the game. I'm hoping they win. They don't. So I'm here, I guess, as like a therapist to talk you off the ledge and pass the time. Let's switch the vibe a little bit. Matt out in Long Island, on Long Island. Matt, you got it.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to make a few points on the Mets. I'm confident in this team. The Mets have been the road for 17 days. They've been itching to get home. And if you look at these games, the Phillies bullpen, 10 runs in 2 days. They look awful. You think I'm scared of Nola and Ranger Suarez? Listen, I'm not saying the Mets are going to win. But as long as they got Wheeler, this team is – the Mets have the advantage right now. The Phillies desperately need that game. I mean, we got – listen, as far as you can take, the Phillies, they're putting pressure on themselves right now. Like, the Mets – listen, I'm not saying – it's just – I feel like the Mets have confidence. They play with so much adversity and grit. We know what this team's identity are. And the Phillies got to go to a ruckus environment, which I think Citi Field will be rocking for the next two games. And they only got one good pitcher, Zach Wheeler. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe Aaron Nola, he's not that good. Ranger Suarez has looked awful. I think Sean and I is going to do good tomorrow. I think this Mets team is going to come out firing, and I have confidence the Mets will be winning this series.
That's a good call. That's a good call, Matt. What's the get-in price for Citi Field?
It says here $254.
The cheapest ticket is $254? Can't be. Hold on. That's crazy.
Now when I went in, I see standing room for $215.
That's crazy. I'm trying to look it up myself just to confirm. Not, I don't want to call you a liar. I'm just like, wow.
Well, people use different sites too, so I'm looking at one site, no free ads.
I'm just going to the Met site. Yeah. When you click on it, like I'm always in the at-bat app and you can click on tickets. When you click on it, $275 is the low. I laugh because I understand it. Doesn't happen that often. Like, here you are. This is awesome. There are a ton of Mets fans that'll spend that $300 that are will gladly spend that $300 to be in there. Plus,
and the place is going to be popping, you know it, even at that price.
Yeah, because it's all gravy now. Like, it literally is like...
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with it. Like, this is a team...
I know you said it.
This is a team that nobody had here. I don't care how positive Tommy you are. not making plans in October. This is a team that never says die, has nine lives. They keep fighting to get here, and it's like all the pressure is on Philly.
But remember 2017, the Yankees. We're so young. We weren't supposed to be here. We go. Was that all gravy at that point? They
That's
haven't
the
made
Yankees.
It back since.
That's the Yankees.
Okay, but still, you can't take anything for granted.
No, I'm saying these are the Mets, though. Like, the Yankees, not for nothing, were a wildcard team 2 years before with a different team. The Mets, like, they're...
It's the Mets. They may never get another chance. They don't get it every year.
These Mets are different now. This is the first year of David Stearns. They know that they're going to be a sustainable... Like, this is going to be a sustainable thing. They're going to be contenders moving forward because they have the richest owner. Money's coming off the books. I look at it like this. The Mets are going into this series with two games at home. They could take these two games and send their division rival home. And on the other side, the Philadelphia Phillies might want to get away from the toxic environment that is Citizens Bank Park. And obviously they've made a bunch of trips here. And obviously their fans will make the trip here as well. That's another reason why the prices are high, because Philly fans are like, I think it was a similar price to get into the first game in Philly. I think the first game in Philly was like $300.
And it's crazy because this is, a Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m.?
So our people start drinking around, 12.
So basically no one's working the next week in New York.
People don't care. This is what we do. This is what we live for. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is more important. There are fans of the Mets that are now old enough that don't really remember 9 years ago. And they're like, yo, this is my time, bro. This is my time. I'm going to City. We have nothing to lose. We're playing with quote-unquote house money. Good. Good. Yeah. Now all the pressure has shifted to Flushing. The Mets have to save the city. Hopefully the Yankees don't come back. I just want the Yankees to take the next two and be done. 888-808-1019. Out on Staten Island, Tom, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, brother? It's been a minute since I called you.
I'm good. I'm not really sweating this loss. I'm a little concerned, but I just know it's a series, and every other series is like this. Baseball's like, great. They want all these games to go, or all these series to go five games.
Yeah, and my question is like a personal question to you. Are you shocked at the vitriol that's coming Judge's way tonight?
Because
while I was on hold, I was just looking at the odds for the series. The Yankees, of all the four series still going on, they're all basically pick-ems except for the Yankees. They still have the Yankees as a pretty heavy favorite. That are you shocked that one that I guess the national media just anointed the Yankees the AL champs and not realizing, like, if you're a helicopter baseball fan, like, the Royals are a pretty good young team. So was Detroit, who obviously has the best pitcher in baseball right now in a short series. It's not really a given that the Yankees are going to walk through it. It was going to be tough. But
if you only score one run and then a solo shot in the ninth, you can get beat by anybody.
Right. So my question to you is, are you shocked at how many phone calls have come in against Judge in two games?
Nah, thanks for the call, Tom. I'll say this, because not everybody, like, I think if you're up listening to WFAN 20 minutes after 1 a.m., you probably are a diehard fan on either side, Met fan, Yankee fan, or just a sports fan, and might not have, either one. Like, there are some people that helicopter in this time of year. I'm seeing them at the stadium. There are people pulling up that just are like, oh, the Yankees are in the postseason. There's corporate people out there. There's people that are showing up to buy a hat today and just be a part of, like, oh, this is the, best games of the year. I don't know. I told y'all, I doubted Judge a little bit in the beginning of this year. I'm never doing that again. I just think that as soon as you start to doubt the guy and he turns it on, it's like, why do that? Now, if he absolutely sucks in Kansas City and doesn't get it together, I know he's going to get crushed. He's going to get killed. It's like people are never going to let it go, because even as he was having his heroics this year, people wanted to say, well, we'll see about the postseason. It is what it is. It is what it is. He is a high-paid player. He's going to win the MVP. He can't go silent. But it's two games after being off for a week. This is a guy that, like, can flip a switch. And then everything that's thrown in the zone that he sees, he can put out of the ballpark. And if he gets to that point, that is how the Yankees go on and get to this World Series you guys want. So you got to keep hope and have faith that he can get to that. Bobby and Belmore on the Fan. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, Keith. Good evening. The Mets aren't going to win the series without Diaz, so he's got to get his act together, no matter what. Now, number two, let's get to the Yankees. Chisholm's got to keep his mouth shut. I mean, he's calling the Royals lucky. Why give him bulletin board material?
I don't know, bro. Like, he worries me with his, like, I get it, being cocky, being confident, having swag, but you got to bite your tongue a bit.
Oh, my God. And it's a Royal young team, and Witt hasn't done anything. I know Judge, but Witt hasn't done anything either. So that's kind of scary. Now, when we get to Judge and Rodan, you know, I'm going to go quickly with Judge because I've been talking to you about this for a while. You know, he's 2-for-23 the last two playoff series, hitting 140 his last 11 playoff games. He's got to do something. I mean, you know, I mean, he has to. I mean, and they are a better road team, so hopefully, that, you know, at home, like Philly, they were booing the Phillies, you know, in the Mets game. So there's a lot of pressure at the stadium,
yep,
too.
Yep.
To Rodan, the most important thing, Rodan. I mean, when he was going nuts, striking all those guys, I didn't like that. I mean, because this guy's such a hothead, and those same emotions are against him when he faces adversity, and you could see it. Now, do you actually trust this guy? And if they do split, I want to win both. You can't. You got to put Gil. I can't pronounce the guy's name in Game Five. You cannot go if the genius general manager is going to make the call like he always does. If he goes with Rodan in Game 5 and proof his contract, and that's what I'm afraid of. You cannot pitch this guy in Game 5. There is no – the pressure is going to be – he might even last three innings. He even last four innings. He got knocked down in four innings. I mean, do you agree that they cannot go with him in Game 5?
And yeah, then go for it.
0-for-8 against Lugo with three strikeouts. I just want to add that great stat to you. Another great stat to you. So, but what about Rodan? What do you think about that?
I'll take it from here, Bobby. I told you I didn't want the series to go five just so that there wasn't even an opportunity for Rodan to pitch twice. I told y'all that they don't have to do that, but they're going to do that because that is what he's paid to do. I remember coming on and reading his quote to you guys about how when he got hurt last year, he said, I'm not here to pitch into the All-Star break. I'm here to pitch in October. If it's the ALDS, and he literally said if it's October 5th, I'll take the ball. Now, he ended up taking the ball on October 7th. And right now, I'm looking at Twitter, and the guy, Mikael Garcia, their leadoff hitter, who had four hits on the night, just quote tweeted John Boy's tweet of Rodan celebration, tongue out, ha ha ha. Like I literally said, this guy was drunk off the high of the fans in Yankee Stadium. Your first time out. Mikael Garcia quote tweets the tweet and says, don't celebrate too early with the, you know, skull, like the dead emoji, like dead laughing. They were laughing at this guy. It's baseball. It's 27 outs, bro. They're going to come back and they're going to chase you off that mound. And you, hate that I even have to go through this with Carlos Rodan, bro. You have this like fake bravado. You have this like fake energy where like it's the same thing that we've seen. What you saw tonight with the skipping around and the, whoa, let's go, boys, and the tongue out and the fired up, that is him in my mind, like, which I was like, I was shocked. I think he shocked himself. I think he surprised himself. He was drunk off that. Just like when he tries to be tough and he's yelling at the ump, or, you know, he's like showing up his teammates not making a play or he's not getting a call. It's like, it's not real. Like, the real gangsters move in silence. If you're really like that, you're striking those guys out and you're walking into the dugout like, yeah, more work to do. If you're really like that, you're striking those guys out and you're putting your head down and you're quietly respecting the game and your opponent. And you're taking it all in, the sounds of Yankee Stadium. PC Richardson. This guy thought he was on one, and it just didn't last long, and they didn't pick him up, and that's the other side of it. I can't be all on Rodan, because maybe he doesn't unravel if there's more runs on the board. Maybe he is able to get through after you score one run, right? He gave it up the following inning. Maybe he's able to get through if you're able to put a crooked number up, but you're able to get one run, and then he gives up four. So, yeah, I don't know, guys. Justin in Floral Park on the Fan. What's up, Justin?
What's going on, Keith? How are you, buddy?
All right.
I still think they'll find a way to win this series, but they got a lot of glaring issues, Keith. I mean, it's the same old story with this team. They just do not hit in the clutch, and I don't know what it is. It's you're taught in Little League, take a strike when the pitcher's on the ropes. And they're just all so anxious, whether it be Gleyber Torres in the ninth, Verdugo, even Judge. They're just so, like, they just all want to be hero ball. And it's like,
it's the pressure of Yankee Stadium, and they want to be, they want that, like how Gleyber Torres hit that first home run Saturday and got all the love and was the first one to get that first pop from the stadium. They all want that.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, Keith, we're lucky we're not down 2-0, okay? Because,
facts.
If it wasn't for all those walks, we probably don't win that game.
What, so, a review? Hoping, a video review could go
too, differently? With Jazz, exactly. So I'm hoping to change the scenery, get some going. I actually like the Clark Schmidt move. You can have Louis Hill back him up, and let's try to get to Seth Lugo. I mean, listen, Seth Lugo had a great year, but, you know, it is Seth Lugo, okay? Let's not, like, right, anoint this guy as the next Cy Young here.
So you met fans definitely hated him at multiple points.
Yeah, of course.
And not for nothing. We're late in the season here. Bro is 34. Maybe he's, feeling like he's 44 couple of days. Thanks for the call, Justin. 888-808-1019. This is it, though, right? This is the script. This is the movie. I don't mind the Yankees getting humbled because they barely got that first win. And if they were able to barely get a win today, who knows? Sometimes you need to be humbled. Sometimes you need to be checked. Sometimes you need to have that feeling of desperation. They can't have this feeling of, oh, they got lucky. Jazz, they didn't get lucky. They were waiting, right? They didn't get lucky. Those guys played defense. Those guys pitched. Lucky. There's no luck. They made their own luck. 888-808-1019. So here we go. 1-1, but all the series are 1-1. And they go to Kansas City, and we'll see how they respond to that crowd in that environment. I think it's going to bode well for them. I do. They have the upper hand. They're favorited. They have so much, like, they have so much talent, man. I know there's a couple talented players on the Royals, but all in all, the Yankees will go as far as Gleyber, Soto, Judge. These guys take them. So buckle up. In Ramsey, let's go to Nick next up on the fan. Hello, Nick.
I had to say, Keith, you made a good point there. I'm okay with the loss to a certain extent. I think it puts the Yankees in a position of, look, it's hard to sweep in the MLB playoffs nowadays. You can't overlook any teams. And I think the things going into the playoffs were the starting pitching and the bullpen. And at the end of the day, four runs, they did their job. The offense has to pick it up. They got to make it competitive. And I kind of want to hear your statements on the offense as a whole.
Yeah, you're not going to beat anybody. I said you're not going to beat anybody with one run, a solo shot, mm-hmm. two runs. They have to get back to, like, mm-hmm. you know what? And it's just going to keep coming back to the Mets. I'm watching the Mets game, and I'm watching Lindor talk to guys. I'm watching these guys all have conversations, like, after their at-bats, passing on information. We saw Devin Williams was tipping his pitches. I feel like the Yankees need to have more conversation, more communication about what they're seeing from these starting pitchers after at bats. Because it's like every guy goes up there swinging at the first pitch, fouling it off, or missing it for a strike. And it's like, you don't have many pitches to miss. We're down to our last games here.
I agree with the missed pitches, especially in the zone. Do you think that starts with the coach, or do you think that starts with the players?
Nah, what's the player? I mean, what's the coach going to do? That's on the players. I mean, I guess, you know, Boone can say something to them, but that's why I said Lindor, having conversations like, yo, it's like they're covering their mouth because they're telling him what to look for. Like, yo, after he threw me this pitch, he threw me that pitch. Yeah. Like, be on the lookout for this. And I think it bodes well. I'm trying to think what moment. I got to go back to my notes from the weekend where I'm like, yo, he said something, and I've seen Lindor do that before. Back when him and Marte mm-hmm. used to be in the order together, he said so. Lindor, Vientos was batting second. He said something to Vientos, and Vientos used it and drove the ball the other way. I don't know. Little things like that matter.
Mm.
These guys are out there swinging for the fences by themselves. Each one going up there trying to, you know, hit the ball out of the park, and it's like, nah, Tell the next guy coming up, just stop him for a second. Hey, bro, this is what he threw me. Like, you know, look out for this.
But that's been the way for the past
forever
couple years now. You know, do you think that the
maybe because I'm not watching it on TV? Maybe somebody call me up and tell me if Judge or Soto had any conversations. If you know these guys have, I just feel like in the stadium, it's like they're coming up swinging at the first pitch. They're getting down in the count. They're not
agreed.
They're not playing any small ball. They're not manufacturing runs. When they do get a guy on, you know, the stadium starts to get up. And then it's like double play or pop out or, you know, like I said, they had a lot of Adam balls tonight. They had a lot of hard hit balls right at them.
Mm-hmm. I think if the mentality has been similar throughout the past couple of years and they've tried to add these talents on like a Jazz and change the mentality up, but you still just tend to trend in the same direction, though.
It sucks that it feels like deja vu. Thanks, Nick. It actually, like, bro, like the fact that it's these are different players. This is Juan Soto's first Yankee postseason. I can't throw Verdugo and Chisholm in there because they're showing up, but it's their first Yankee postseason. Austin Wells. Like, it sucks that it's like these are different players, but we've seen this episode over and over again. John Birdie, this is first one. I mean, John Birdie got a knock. Verdugo got a knock. Volpe, Chisholm, the bottom of the order all came through with it, but like all in all, stringing it together, getting guys on, driving them in, didn't happen. And it's like, yo, we've seen this over and over again with different Yankee teams, but I don't know what to tell you guys. We just got to turn the page and get to game three. I'll see you at American Whiskey, 888-808-1019.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
My last like 15 minutes or so. Yankees lost. We lost in the ALDS. Yeah, like everybody else in the DS. So it is what it is, man. A couple things I want to put out there that I was looking at during the break. You know, Clark Schmidt, they're saying it was a unanimous decision, and good for Clark, you know, getting the opportunity to take the ball game three. I hope he has his best stuff. And I know we're fearful of Seth Lugo, but I just saw James Smythe's tweet to remind us about June. You know, his last outing at Yankee Stadium, which he won't be pitching in Yankee Stadium, he went 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, struck out 10, got the win. But back on June 10th, he went 7 innings, gave up 8 hits, 4 runs, a walk, 4 Ks, and took the L. So let's see. It's on these guys, man. They want to talk about it. They got to be about it. No more fake tough guy stuff. I just went back and watched the Rodon video. The last strikeout where he's like in the first inning, he's like he like hops off the mound towards their dugout and sticks his tongue out. You can't do it. Respect your opponents. Jazz, that is the one thing. I'm not even mad about the loss. I'm mad about the fact that like Rodon did what he did early and then got rocked. And then after the game, you know, I guess Jazz was feeling himself because he hit his first Yankee postseason homer, meaningless, and said, yeah, we had missed opportunities. They got lucky. There's no luck. And we were there. We were there behind them. At least, you know, we got one win. And shout out to everybody that I met at the game. Yeah, if you want to play the Jazz clip, hold on. We'll get to it. I know it's quick. Yeah, run it. We can. I mean, it's I just don't want to put that negative energy out there. I really don't want to keep harping on it, but it is bulletin board material, and this is what the media is going to do. Play it if you got it.
It still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. We had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Yeah, okay. It's not about what you feel, because the Yankee fans aren't feeling as confident as you guys feel. And similar to the Mets, how the Mets were road warriors and pop bottles on the road, the Royals been on the road too. Their fans are going to show up to greet them. And we'll see what you do in that environment. They've been pretty good at home. I remember taking a call where somebody was calling me and giving me the numbers on how good the Royals have been at home and almost saying it's kind of suspect. And, you know, you have home field advantage in Yankee Stadium, but you fold under it. The Yankees haven't been good at home, and we've seen them have so many duds in that place when that place is ready to explode, man. And, you know, as a fan on the fan, as someone that considers himself a bleacher creature, obviously not as much anymore. I love seeing people online like, oh, this guy's a fraud. He does roll call and leaves. Yeah, my bad. I'm in Legends. I'm in the suites. Like, I'm blessed. I worked to get to that point. And even when I wasn't on the radio, I've been in that stadium and I've been bopping around. And I go make my rounds and I see everybody that hits me that I can go and see. It's gotten a little crazy. But, like, I have season ticket holders, friends that can text me. I have people that are, you know, coming up from the Jersey Shore to the game that I want to see. You know, shout out to my boy Soto I ran into in the bathroom. Like, I'm up on the 400 level, 300 level. And what I want to say is, like, man, Twitter is fake. Like, I put out a bunch of nonsense on Twitter. I was having a blast on Saturday. I did not care. But people will read a tweet and just, like, make it something that it's not. You're not there. You have no idea what's going on if you're at home. And, you know, what I try to do is turn that stadium up. You know, I wasn't in the old stadium with Freddie Says banging the pot. You know, I didn't get to meet Ali Ramirez, the original bleacher creature, the original cowbell man. But I hear the tales of these legendary Yankee fans that they didn't play, but they were famous for being Yankee fans. They were known for picking people up in that stadium, and they got to see championships. So, like, with WFAN or not, with Twitter or not, I would be at that stadium trying to turn those fans up, trying to will this team to victory, because that's what I'm about. That's what I've been about. And people try to make it about something that it's not. 888-808-1019. Like, people are bugging. Like, people think I'm, like, sitting in people's seats that they paid for and, like, challenging them. I'm respectful. Like, if you ever see me in the stadium, I'm respectful to everybody. I respect everybody, just period. And I don't expect people to know who I am, but when they do, I'm flattered. I'm humbled by it. But, like, if I'm in your seat that's empty for a minute, which I don't even do, I'm immediately out of it. And, like, I put a tweet out about being kicked out of sections. It was a joking tweet. Like, I got kicked out of the bleachers during roll call, where Chico, who holds the flag, was yelling at a guy, like, you don't talk to him like that. And I'm like, Chico, it's all good. I'll bounce. Like, because people don't come to the stadium enough, they don't understand. Like, you're renting those seats for a little bit. Everybody's friends here. Some of us are family here. It doesn't need to be like that. You don't need to be so territorial over your seat or whatever. And I promise you, I come in peace. I'm harmless. I'm not doing anything. If you need something from me, I'll buy you a drink. I'm trying to pick you up. I'm trying to help you. We're all here rooting for the same thing. The end. Nick is in Clifton. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. So first of all, I want to say, dude, I met you tonight at the game. I don't know. I was in the 136 section. You were awesome, dude. Humble dude. It was great meeting you.
I remember. And thank you. And, like, yep. Yeah, you know, the internet is fake. I troll with all these trolls that don't show their face. But in that stadium, I'm thankful because I've been in that stadium and nobody said a word to me except, where's your ticket? Can I see your ticket?
Hey,
now I get a ton of love.
Listen, man, we all know Twitter's beyond fake, but this is what I gotta say, man. I told you tonight, I was at the game on Saturday, and it felt like a completely different game. The energy was out of control. We were going nuts. And today, it just didn't feel that. And that's my only issue right now. This is ALDS game two. Where were the people tonight, man? Where was the energy?
They were there, but it was hella corporate, and it was a Monday. And even though it was a later game, people aren't drinking like that on a Monday. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, people were at Billy's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Man. By the time people were walking
Billy's
through,
I was at Billy's at 1:30 on Saturday.
Exactly.
Guess what? I was at Billy's today at 2:30.
Yeah.
Like,
no excuses, because some people.
I don't know if you remember.
Some people are off, right? Some people are off tomorrow. So, they're different people in there. I don't know. It's just a different vibe.
I took the day off today because Yankee baseball is my life. This is my team. It's my favorite franchise in all of sport. And right now I'm nervous, man. I am very nervous because Seth Lugo is going to pitch another gem, just like, what's his name today, Reagan's. We have a very hard time getting to an ace. And, you know, I'll tell you, man, I was very high on Rodon. I thought Rodon was going to have an excellent game. And you know what he did? For five innings, he pitched fantastic. And then, you know, Yankee killer Perez. He's a Yankee killer. He hits the home run. And I said to my girlfriend, because remember I told you that, I was with my boys on Saturday, I'm with my girlfriend tonight. I looked at her and I said, this is going to be a bad inning.
Yeah.
And it really was, Keith, man. I'm nervous. I'm going to tell you the truth. I am very nervous.
You should be nervous, because when they actually come through and win, bro, it's going to feel that much better. Oh. Thanks for the call, Nick. Good meeting you tonight. I'm just running out of time here. 888-808-1019. At this point, you'll probably be on with C-Mac. Jonathan from L.A., my guy, back on the Fan.
Yo, what's good, my guy Keith? It was good meeting you on Saturday, bro. And it's funny, bro, that the security was calling you, and you look back and like, oh man, no, they were still with this guy. He's all upon me. But
bro,
they want to meet you.
I thought security was telling me to sit down or get out of the way. They were somebody wants to meet you. And when I saw it was you and your son, I ran to you guys and took the pictures and video. I was so pumped up. But So sometimes security be on me to be don't stand there, don't sit there, whatever it is, You never know. But great meeting you.
Thank you. And it was we seen you doing the roll call, and I told my son, look, that's Keith. That's Keith. That's the guy that I called from the radio. And then he seen you going up and down. He said, fuck, let's go meet Keith. I'm like, you know what? Let's go. Let's the hell with it before we lose him. But no, man, don't even listen to those tweets, bro. You humble.
I muted them, but people text me about them. That's all this nonsense. People read Twitter. I'm like, I'll say anything on Twitter and people believe it. I'll do anything on Twitter. In real life, it's not the same thing. Don't believe everything you see. I always tell y'all on air, believe half of what you see, none of what you hear.
And I met you, and I could easily say you humble AF, bro. And you are the definition of a Yankee fan, bro, from top to bottom, from your job to being a fan to being roll call to being in the suite. You are what you are, bro. You can see it in me, bro. Bro, regarding the loss, man, I'm going to tell you something, Keith. 2-3 months ago, I called you saying that I wasn't scared about the Orioles and I wasn't scared about the Astros. Obviously, they're not in it, right? And I'm damn sure ain't worried about no Royals, bro. Remember that French Montana song? Ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Bro, I'm good where we at. Like you said, Keith, at the start of the show, it's a series. We're in the playoffs, all right? We got this, bro. Look, 2 years ago, we were down 2-1 versus the Cleveland
right,
Guardians.
It's a series.
Boom.
There's another good French Montana song. Don't panic. Don't panic.
Yeah.
We just getting started, baby. Don't panic. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. 888-808-1019. So, just being able to queue up two people that physically saw me in Yankee Stadium versus people on the internet. This guy, it's sold out. Why is this guy sitting in everybody's seat? Shut up. You're not there. I even, shout out to Will, some guy that I shot back on Twitter, because I'm always shooting at these bozos on Twitter. I don't know you guys. You guys don't even show your faces. I don't care. It's fake. It's like a video game to me. But people were adding WFAN and of course trying to tell my boss, shut up. Cause I told someone, STFU and I have my tickets and I go where I want to go. I'm not bothering anybody. Trust me, bro. I'm getting other people into the stadium. There's a community of Bleacher Creatures. We're making sure everybody gets in there. But I went out of my way to find a guy that I attacked online, which I don't attack anybody online, but I went out of my way to go find him and clear it up, and he was happy to meet me and his boys and take pictures, and I went back on Twitter. I was like, yo, glad we cleared that up in real life. Let's switch up the conversation. Eric is down in Philly. Are you a Phillies fan?
Hey, Keith. No, you're great. Listen, I'm actually a diehard Mets fan. Been down here for 3 years.
Did you go to one of those games? I know the prices were ridiculous.
No, my buddy did, though.
I heard a lot about it from Evan Roberts today.
Yeah. Yo, so I was thinking, what do you think about Alonso? You think another huge moment's happening in this series or what?
Oh, I think he's due for one in front of his home fans. I think he's due for one in City Field. They showed him love prior to, the home run, and he saved their season. So, yeah, Alonzo hit another one in the game too. I think he's back, man, and I think he got the quote unquote monkey on, off of his back. I think he's gonna have another moment in New York in front of these fans, and I'm happy for that guy.
There, you know, that ovation. There's gonna be some energy for him. You know, I mean, he was basically out the door before that.
Oh yeah, that's why I used him as the example. And you know, young Josh, like, you can't compare Alonzo to Judge. You can compare it to the fan saying, "Drop him in the lineup, bench him. He sucks." Like, some of the calls that I heard on the day that he hit that home run, don't drop him in a lineup, drop him off at the airport. Oh, we don't even call him Pete Alonzo anymore. He's just number 20. I'm like, that's crazy, bro. Thanks for the call, Eric. Ray in Brooklyn on the fan in New York.
Yo, Keith, my G, listen, I got to provide the proper balance here for Yankee fans. I'm one of the biggest Yankee fans on earth, right? Check it out. So I'm super disappointed, not with the Yankees, because, like your last call, I'm fine where we're at. Everybody's tied 1-1. This is baseball. It's hard to sweep in a regular season, let alone a playoff series.
Right.
And here's the other thing. Like, everybody who's criticizing Jazz Chisholm, right, and Rodon, look, Rodon, fine. We don't trust him, right? But I liked what I saw from him in the first inning. To me, it wasn't fake. The guy, you know, the guy's not scared. He's showing me he's not afraid of the stage. Now, the execution part is what did him in the fourth inning. But the fact that, you know, he, for the first three innings, he was dominant, shows me that he can actually, he won't shrink to the moment, or he didn't today. It was just a question of execution. As far as Jazz Chisholm, there, that bum, Mikael Garcia, hit .230 with 7 home runs, and he's out there providing bulletin board material. You know, that none of that matters. At the end of the day, well, what really matters is the day's starting pitcher. That's what controls the narrative and the momentum. So it doesn't matter what anybody says. This ain't basketball. You ain't playing one-on-one. And I just got to say to the Yankee fans, listen, calm down. It's 1-1. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sweep in baseball.
In their heads, though, this is cake. It's a cakewalk. Thanks for the call, Ray. In many Yankee fans' heads, they thought this was a cakewalk. So now they're overreacting to one loss. You're going to lose in a series like everyone has. Dave and Comac, you got it.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Almost done.
The Yankees are done.
What do you mean?
Every year they don't hit.
What do you mean they're done?
They're done. They're not going to win the series.
I got to let you go, Dave. You just coming in here trying to... What would you do that for? We don't know that. All right, Cole gave up 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. Rodon gave up what? It doesn't matter. 7 hits, 4 runs. Maybe Clark Schmidt has the best start of his life, and they actually do get to Seth Lugo, because right now everybody's thinking that Seth Lugo is going to dominate. You can't call it. We don't know what's going to happen. Last call of the night goes to Mike in Patterson.
Yo, 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 what's going on, man? Just wanted to say, let's go Mets. We're definitely going to the World Series. No offense to you Yankee fans.
There's no offense to me.
I just want to let you guys know.
I would love for you guys to represent the National League. Doesn't change.
Kansas City to beat you guys so we can get our revenge.
No, you don't. Thanks, Mike. I don't know how many people I've had to say the Mets' success doesn't affect the Yankees' success. The Mets winning does not ruin my day. The Mets winning, like, I was the first one on thinking that I was writing the eulogy, thinking that they were going to lose in Milwaukee. Once they didn't, I'm like, wow, the story continues. It's an amazing story. They take the first game in Philly, while we're all at Yankee Stadium, some Yankee fans getting carried away from the Kyle Schwarber bomb, and I'm like, it's a long game. These guys, like, they fight to the finish. Even the second game, I'm like, the Mets got them right where they want them. Man, it's fun. It's fun that we have this. Don't take it so serious. Don't take me so serious. I'm harmless. I really am. I don't want no smoke with y'all. I come in peace. I'm just trying to watch the game, bro. That's all I am. I'm just a washed athlete that likes to watch actual athletes compete at a high level. And I talk to everybody about it. So much so, my wife is like, all you do is talk sports. Can we talk about something else? I say, yeah, you lead the way. I can't lead the way in anything else. My boy Dan today was like, I love your show because I've known you for so long, bro. He's like, sports, when some people talk about them, are so bleh. But he's like, I can listen to you talk sports and just flow in and out of different players and topics and things. And I was like, thanks, Dan. My boy Dan works at MLB. They provided my ticket tonight. Because people need to know these things, right? Fubo. I used to work at Fubo. They had tickets as well. People forget that I used to work corporate, and now these corporate people have tickets from the Yankees, and they hit me up like, hey, you going to the game? Where are you sitting? Come sit with us. I sit with everybody. I love everybody. I appreciate everybody. Thanks for listening to my show. C-Mac is coming up next. He's going to rock. And like I said, I love C-Mac's show because he'll take you back through different parts in the game. He's a student of the game. He's such a great baseball guy as far as like his knowledge of the game. I was at the game, but he'll probably take you back to little moments and stuff that you forgot that I forgot. It's almost like you're reliving the game again. And then he'll give you his thoughts and takes on it. And we'll listen to you guys call him and we'll roll into the next day. And then the Make It Happen Mets. Game 3, Citi Field. 'Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. You gotta love it. That's all I've got. I'll be back with a 5-hour KM to AM at 7 p.m. You guys be good. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN, New York.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.